Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, it seems that the British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, is under increasing pressure as unrest grows amongst Labour Party backbenchers. And this mounting pressure comes after that recent by-election loss in Wales, a rise in support for the Reform Party, and issues with his one-in, one-out migrant deal with France. And with the election last weekend of the recently sacked Commons leader Lucy Powell as the new deputy leader of the Labour Party, could all of this spell greater trouble for the embattled leader? Well, to discuss this in more detail, I'm joined by the London correspondent with the Irish Times, Mark Paul. Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
No doubt about it, it's been a difficult couple of weeks for the British Prime Minister, and he also is facing this budget and he's being pressed on whether he's going to increase taxes or not, finding it difficult in Parliament to give a straight answer on that one. But let's go back to the recent by-election in Wales. A huge increase for the Reform Party and a huge loss for the Labour Party. It's a bit of a bellwether, is it?
Yeah, Caerphilly is one of the valleys towns in South Wales, the old coal mining district just north of Cardiff. And it's been Labour territory for basically over a century since the party was formed. But in this recent by-election they had last week in Caerphilly, which was actually for the Welsh Senate and for the Welsh devolved parliament, not for Westminster. Labour came in at 11% on the vote. Now, that was, it was a defeat beyond defeat for the party. In what would have been its former heartland. Reform came second and was just pipped by Plaid Cymru, which is the Welsh Nationalist Party, which won the seat. But the most startling aspect of it all was the extent to which Labour was beaten, not by one party, but by two parties in somewhere that would have been considered its own backyard. And this is, I think, frightened the life out of a lot of people in Westminster who normally wouldn't look twice at Welsh politics or at Welsh devolved parliament by-elections. But it really, really, really caused a stir up in Westminster. And they see this as a bellwether of what's to come next May when Labour faces Wales-wide elections and Scottish-wide elections. And probably most critically, local elections in England and especially in London. And if they get a kicking in London next May, it's very, very hard to see how Keir Starmer can come out of that with a story about why he should survive.
Now, talk to me about Lucy Powell then. I mean, she's gone from being the Commons leader to deputy leader of the Labour Party. How does this sit with Keir Starmer?
Yeah, she's gone from being kind of zero to the hero of something, I guess. Lucy Powell was sacked from cabinet by Keir Starmer in his reshuffle last month. So that, I suppose, goes to show, that he wasn't too enamoured with her performance. And then Angela Rayner had to quit, and suddenly there was a vacancy for the deputy leadership. Lucy Powell ran against Bridget Phillipson, the education secretary, and Bridget Phillipson was basically seen as Keir Starmer's candidate in the race. The Downing Street operation, the Prime Minister's Downing Street operation, basically contrived to try and keep Lucy Powell out of the race, but she went ahead and she won it, and she gave Bridget Phillipson, not a hammering, but she beat her clearly. And I suppose what that kind of shows, and what some people in Labour believe that it shows, is that there's now a kind of an anti-regime majority in the party, because Lucy Powell won that the position as deputy leader of the Labour Party on a vote of members. And Keir Starmer is historically unpopular, not just with the British electorate, polls show, but also with Labour Party members. And if you have an anti-regime majority in a party, I mean, what you effectively have is a campaign that's looking for a leader. And it's all about who could be the next leader after Keir Starmer. He has been written off before, and his supporters will say that. He was certainly written off after a famous by-election in Hartlepool in May 2021. But May 2026 now looks like it could be really the defining moment for this Prime Minister, if he gets that far, because of course you've already mentioned the budget.
Now, you saw one of the contenders in action, a new name to the list. This is Darren Jones, the young Bristol Labour MP. And I saw you described him as being like a daytime TV presenter, in that he was marching around the room with his microphone. He sounds very charismatic. Not everybody is enamoured with him. They say he's a bit corporate. Give us a sense of him. What was he like?
Yeah, he's a young guy. He's 38 years of age. He's a kind of a saxophone player. He's strange in that. I mean, he grew up in a very impoverished background in Bristol, but speaks with a very posh voice, which he's never been able to explain. I've never gotten a decent explanation for that one. But he's not Mr. Charisma in the sense that he's not a Boris Johnson type. But he's been put in charge of basically running the government's communications. I mean, the Labour government believes that one of its big failures is that it's done a lot of good things, it thinks. But that the public doesn't accept or believe any of it. So what he's in charge of now is he's chief secretary to the Prime Minister, and he also runs the Cabinet Office. And when that office was run by Pat McFadden, who was born to two Donegal parents, Pat McFadden was seen as the most powerful person in the government after Keir Starmer, and certainly more powerful than Rachel Reeves. So Darren Jones is now in that position. And yeah, you're right. He walked around the room with a microphone in his hand, a little bit like Jeremy Kyle. It was a fundraising dinner for a couple of these backbench Labour MPs, and he spoke about how, you know, the government needed to improve its communications. But a lot of people now see Darren Jones potentially as a plausible contender to replace Keir Starmer, one of a couple, but certainly one whose seat looks safe. And that's a critical thing. Some of the biggest potential replacements for Keir Starmer, their seats look really, really shaky, and Reform could take them. And that could be a factor if there is a contest to replace Keir Starmer.
And this Darren Jones, he believes that they have to be much more, that Labour has to be much more muscular in attacking Reform, because there are those in the party who believe that Labour is just talking too much about Reform and paying them too much attention.
That's exactly correct. I mean, Darren Jones has said at this dinner where I observed him last week, he basically said, look, we had a debate at the top of the party about what do we do with Reform? Do we ignore these guys because they've only got five MPs, or do we talk them up? And if we talk them up, that is going to boost them in popularity terms, but it also sets us against our opponent. You know, we know what the fight is coming. And that is basically the position that the Labour Party has now adopted, to take Reform on directly and to almost as much as they can to ignore the Tory party and to ignore Kemi Badenoch, which must be very patronising for her. But Reform is now their main opponent, and they're going to try and take the fight to Reform. I suppose the difficulty for the Labour Party in doing that is that the underlying, I suppose, trends in politics, not just in Britain, but in globally, that have pushed right-wing parties like Reform to the fore. I mean, they're not going to go away. So you kind of feel in one sense with the UK Labour Party, they're almost in a position where they're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't. And this early in the election cycle, the British electorate at the moment just isn't listening to them. So look, they've got this budget coming up at the end of November, which could be their kind of nightmare before Christmas, because then they're going to have to raise taxes as well. So you have a historically unpopular government run by a historically unpopular leader facing a tax-raising budget and then these crunch elections next May. It's really, really difficult for Keir Starmer. It's a really, really difficult position for him to be in, and it'll be interesting to see if and how he can come back from this.
Certainly will. Mark, thank you so much for joining us as always. Mark Paul there, London correspondent with the Irish Times. Now, coming up next on the programme, Susie Byrne will be here, daughter of the great Gay Byrne, to tell us more about a compilation she has put together of the letters written to Gay on the Gay Byrne show. It's called P.S. Gay. We'll find out all about it next.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.